Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week we're talking with Dr. Parvathy Pillai, a uveitis and ocular immunology specialist from the LifeBridge Health Krieger Eye Institute. And we're here specifically to talk about inflammatory eye disease. Dr. Pillai, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Okay, let's start with the basic question. What is inflammatory eye disease?
Great question. Actually, when I tell people that I'm a uveitis specialist, I get a lot of blank stares, even from other doctors. So, it's a disease people really haven't ever heard of unless they have someone personally or in their family that's been afflicted with it. But in fact, inflammatory eye disease, which is uveitis in medical terms, is a condition that affects about 300,000 people in the United States every year. It can impact men, women, children, adults. Typically, it's characterized by eye pain, redness, swelling, and a decrease in vision. Just as someone can have inflammation of a joint, such as their knee or their elbow, kind of the same thing can happen to have inflammation of your eye. The inflammation can be brought on by several different things. One common cause is autoimmune process, which is when your body is actually attacking itself. An example of that would be like rheumatoid arthritis patients can sometimes have inflammation of their joints as well as their eyes.
Which sometimes I think that can be hard to diagnose. Is that right?
It can be. It's true. It can be very challenging because, sometimes the symptoms can be vague, and it takes kind of an expert evaluation to really kind of piece together what's going on.
So what do you look for as the expert?
As the expert, we start off just doing a routine eye exam, really. We have our special equipment that kind of helps us to really see great detail about the eye that obviously is difficult to do just with the naked eye looking at somebody. You can tell that their eye is red, but it's really hard to tell what's really going on inside the eye. We use special equipment to be able to see really fine detail to see if there's actually inflammation in the eye, and if there is, to identify exactly what part of the eye is inflamed. Once we have that diagnosis, then we kind of go on to evaluate what could be going on in their body to cause the inflammation.
You talked about the symptoms and some of the things that you look for and some of what appear to be temporary symptoms if left untreated. But if left untreated or misdiagnosed, let's say, is there permanent damage that could happen to the eye?
Oh, absolutely. Uveitis is actually the third leading cause of blindness in the world. It's something that people don't really know that much about, but, it definitely can. It can cause scarring in the eye, and especially in the retina and the back of the eye, that is often irreversible. A lot of the vision loss also can come from cataracts, which form from both the inflammation and from the treatments sometimes that we use to cure it. And those can be, removed, and that vision loss can be restored. But there is definitely some permanent damage that can be done that unfortunately can't be altered if the diagnosis is missed for too long.
Yeah, which is why it's so important to get it checked.
Absolutely.
What are some of the first symptoms that people might notice?
Right. So pretty much it depends on what part of the eye is affected. If the front of the eye, such as the white wall of the eye, which is called the sclera, is affected, you'll notice a lot of pain, redness. The eye can be really tender to the touch. Even moving the eye can be exquisitely painful. Sometimes in those cases, the vision is completely normal. It's more the symptoms of pain that people are experiencing. If the iris, which is the colored part of the eye, is affected, people will notice really significant light sensitivity. Even being in fluorescent lights like this, they will have a hard time keeping their eyes open. Sunlight will be just horrible. And the vision starts to get blurry. They'll feel some irritation. If the back of the eye, which is the retina, is affected, usually there's no pain involved at all. And they might just notice some floaters or a little bit of blurry vision when they're trying to read or focus.
Mm. Is there anything you can do to prevent it?
Unfortunately, there is nothing that we can do to prevent it. What we really have to do is try to diagnose it as quickly as possible.
Now, you have a new office, I guess, just opening at Northwest Hospital.
Tell us about that. We have a great new facility over at Northwest Hospital, a professional office building. It's located right on the first floor of the building, right as you walk in. It's a great state-of-the-art facility, lots of parking out front, which is great for our patients. And we have specialists covering every field of ophthalmology that rotate through there. So general eye exams, dry eye evaluations, diabetic retinopathy screenings, glaucoma evaluations, pretty much anything, including an optical shop to get glasses and contact lenses.
The eye works.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Dr. Pillai, thank you so much for being with us. If you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Pillai or find a LifeBridge Health vision specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL or visit KriegerEye.org. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. It's 10 o'clock.